for change. So I feel like for me, down through the years, I've just been going through so much. And I feel like God was just like giving me all of these tests that it was, I don't know. No, I can't say that.
Okay.
No, he was just like giving me so many different obstacles. And I feel like I was really made for this. No.
Amen.
Was.
What you experience probably is called favor. When God meets you at your low place and in the pit, and he brings you out and shows you that regardless of what you have been through, what you have done, and how it turned out, he still favors you. And when God favors you, he has grace for you and shows mercy, which gives us another chance to give him the glory. And know that he's on our side through all of our obstacles, all of our life challenges, all of our complicated journeys in life. And when we decide to put God first and know who he is, then we know who we are in him. And that changes the game.
Yeah, so with that being said, with my second chance, I decided to line up with God and embrace my life and everything that I've been through to use my life and my platform as a way to reach other people who have been not just hurt but broken and torn and just you know,
going through trials and tribulations. I mean, we've all had our ups and downs, you know, like dysfunction and strongholds, and stepping out and saying, hey, I'm going to be the one to break this generational curse. I'm the one in my family that's going to create a new norm in our life and not just conform to the world and its ways. Because in order for God to use you, you have to have a testimony. So everything that we went through is for a purpose, on purpose. So we're never saying that our past should be rearranged or changed. We're just using our testimony and our past. I messed up. We're using our past as a testimony for our healing for tomorrow.
Yeah.
You
want to
elaborate that on that?
Our past will pretty much never define who we are, but it did build us up for who we are today.
I believe so too. I can agree with that, because I mean, you know, I used to be a hardcore gangster rapper, so I never seen myself as being a mentor or a guide for anyone, actually, other than the people that were in my audience. But when God shows you something different, that you survived the dysfunction, that you survived the drinking, that you survived the alcoholism, that you survived parents on drugs, that you survived being a single parent, that you survived the mental health issues, and you still come out with a sound mind, glory, glory. All praise is due to God.
People have to say, like, no man.
I can't hear you. Okay. Just a pause for the cows.
Yeah, so I think what I was about to say was,
I can't hear you. You got the same ringtone.
Let no man or no woman tell you that will never be what you feel that you are or can be. Because speaking of that, down through the years, I always knew that it was something special about me.
Yes.
But my surroundings was
unaware.
Yeah. And it was like so troubled. And I allowed that to have an impact on me when I should have been, I don't know, I feel like I should have been awakened way before now.
build you back up. In the face of your adversaries, in the face of your enemies, in the face of the world, so that
they can see
His hand on you, which has always been.
Amen.
That's good. Amen. That is good.
And just, you know, we all go through things. And yeah, I was a single parent for a while. I do have 6 kids that I birthed, and I have a grandbaby now, you know. But things, I feel like everything, you know, a lot of people say don't use the term everything happened for a reason. But down inside, I truly believe that everything has a purpose or reason behind it. And
it's a reason for the season. It's a reason for the season and a change for the strange. it's a change going on right now.
We're
going to
need to find out which way
we're going. So, exit 71 Riverdale Road is our exit. We in ATL, just coming back from Queenology, y'all. And for those don't know, we follow R.C. Blakes, which is our father in spirit. And he is so down to earth. He has gave us a platform to follow called Queenology and the Father-Daughter Talk, which awakens our queen consciousness. Hold on. Let me pause for the cops. All right. Queens of Divine Destiny is who we become as a result of the knowledge that we have been given, awakening our queen consciousness through what would you say? Intense training, intense teaching. Yeah. So we want to be an inspiration to others, encourage others, and empower other women who may not be aware of who we truly are and what is our design purpose here on earth and how to step into your destiny on purpose, for purpose.
We all are queens. Sometimes we may just need a reminder. So it's okay to lean on somebody and, you know,
adjust your crown.
Yeah, adjust your crown and
the next one. Adjust your crown and peace for now. Embracing growth.
And Shamika Burnham.